Impact of the Revenue Laws Amendment Act, 2025, on Provident Preservation Fund members. Lies de la Harpe, Senior Legal Advisor, Regulatory Unit at Sanlam. Introduction. The Revenue Laws Amendment Act, 2025, 2025 RLAA, which was promulgated on the 24th of December 2025, amended the Revenue Laws Amendment Act, 2024, 2024 RLAA, which established the two-pot system. One of these amendments relates to the exclusion criteria applicable to Provident Preservation Fund members who are over 55 on T-Day. What is T-Day? Let's first recap. The 1st of March 2021, commonly referred to as T-Day, refers to the changes implemented by the Taxation Laws Amendment Act of 2020, which changed the treatment of Provident Fund and Provident Preservation Fund benefit options at retirement. As of the 1st of March 2021, members of Provident Funds and Provident Preservation Funds are no longer allowed to take their entire retirement benefit in cash when they retire from the fund. They too, as in the case of pension fund members and retirement annuity fund members, are limited to one-third rowed in cash, with the remaining two-thirds RDs being used to purchase an annuity. However, members of Provident Funds and Provident Preservation Funds who were 55 years and older on T-Day were entirely excluded from the annuitization requirements, provided they remain members of the same fund in which they were members of at T-Day. Exclusion of over 55s from two-pot. In terms of the 2024 RLAA, Provident Fund members and Provident Preservation Fund members who were 55 or older on T-Day and who remained members of the same fund are automatically excluded from the two-pot system, unless they opted in to partake within 12 months of the effective date of these changes. However, to be excluded, these members must remain members of the same fund. The 2025 RLAA has amended the definitions of retirement component and savings component set out in the 2024 RLAA by deleting the reference to Provident Preservation Fund members having remained a member of the same fund. Simply put, the requirement that a member who was over 55 at T-Day must still be a member of the same fund in order to be excluded from the two-pot system no longer applies to members of Provident Preservation Funds. Conclusion. It is important for members of Provident Funds and Provident Preservation Funds who have so far remained excluded from the two-pot system to get financial advice on the impact of subsequent transfers to ensure they make informed decisions. Ends. Author at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Plus Posts Bio at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Hash Malongui - Disabled - Link. King V and the Concept of Independence. Impact on Retirement Fund Board of Trustees at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Hash Malongui - Disabled - Linking V Code on Corporate Governance. Getting ready for its implementation at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Hash Malongui - Disabled - National Assembly approves Revenue Laws Amendment Bill, 2025 at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Hash Malongui - Disabled - Link FSCA publishes budget, estimates of expenditure, levies and fees proposals. Share on your socials.